In the Cafe Studio today of Montreal, the theatrical indie rock band fronted by Kevin Barnes. Their 2007 album, Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer, proved very popular and introduced Kevin's alter ego, the character Georgie Fruit. The new album, Skeletal Lamping, was released last year, not only as a CD and a download, but also in vinyl, and it's a Chinese lantern and a T-shirt. On Record of Montreal is the solo work of Kevin, and live it expands into a much larger band. And I asked Kevin Barnes about the differences between the two.
Well, I guess I kind of separate it into two different worlds, you know, like while I'm writing stuff, I'm just having fun, you know, just being creative and doing what I like to do. And then it's also fun to try to package things together and create a concept for, you know, each album. And it's all, I guess, just all a part of like the project, you know, the whole thing. I mean, I kind of feel like Montreal is more of like an art collective than a band or a solo project or whatever. You know, it's like all these people are contributing and on all these different levels, and got my brother and my wife involved, and you know, all my closest friends are involved. Basically everybody that I'm friends with is somehow connected to Montreal, for the most part.
And your brother and your wife involved in the some of the ways this album was sold, with the paper lantern and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I want to talk a bit about that in a bit. This album, you know, I guess there are 15 songs listed, but boy, there's at least double that many little pieces of music that are inside of this. Tell me about what you were thinking about. Was that what you were aiming for, to do something that had all these little pieces that somehow formed a whole?
Well, I wanted to make something that was very unpredictable, you know, so you never really knew what was going to come up next. And but I wanted it to feel sort of fluid and feel kind of like basically like one long composition with, you know, a lot of different movements. I mean, like the records I really like, the records I go back to a lot are the records like Beach Boys Smile and First Os Mutantes records, and a lot of records where, you know, they're just having fun and they're not really worrying so much about being accessible commercially, you know, but they were still very catchy. The songs are all very catchy, and you know, they have an immediacy to them, but at the same time, they're not predictable at all. And so you can listen to the record a number of times and you know, hear different things each time. That's the kind of music I really like, and that's what I sort of aspire towards.
We're talking with Kevin Barnes from of Montreal, and we're going to hear some of the tunes strung together, actually, as they are on the new album. The last album, Hissing Fauna, was such a really brought the band to a lot more people than it had in the past, and also introduced Georgie Fruit, this your alter ego, who's all over this record. Is there a distinction between you and Georgie? I guess Georgie, maybe explain who he is first of all for people.
Well, I think that initially I was just I kind of want to get out of my own head. You know, I was writing all these songs, like very personal songs about heavier subjects, you know, like depression and paranoia and suicide, and I guess I just kind of got sick of myself, you know, and I wanted to be someone else, because the person that I had been was utterly depressing, you know, so I wanted to sort of transcend that in some way. So kind of just organically, this other character sort of popped up in my life, and I gave him the name Georgie Fruit. But I mean, he's not as like uptight at all as I was at that time, and so I think it helped me in a way, psychologically and emotionally, kind of get beyond the situation that I was in.
So what comes first, a personal reinvention or an artistic one? Because you certainly reinvented the band a bit on this album.
Well, like I said, it was very organic. Like, I didn't really like set out to do it. It just sort of, it sort of happened. And, you know, if I was like on the couch, you know, with my therapist, he could probably like dissect it and tell me, oh, this is how it happened, or this is why it happened, or whatever. But I think like my life and my artistic life are so intertwined that I can't really tell the difference, or there is no difference really.
Well, let's, I guess Georgie certainly rears Georgie's head in these songs that we're about to hear, that begin a bit into the new album with For Our Elegant Cast. This is Of Montreal.
We can do it softcore if you want. you should know that I go both ways. We can do it softcore if you want. You should know that I go both ways. We can do it softcore if you want. You should know that I go both ways. I'll take it. We can do it softcore if you want. You should know that I go both ways. Georgie said romantic love is flat. Only for people. Body code, and there's one more thing. We can do it softcore if you want. You should know I take it both ways. I'll take it. We can do it softcore if you want. You should know that I go both ways. Our bodies became one, and then we so really turned on. Became a freaky permutation, something like. Too cold to swim, so we climbed up on the rocky shore and freaked out on the mountain.
notes, but they were not impressed or scared of her. Do you remember our last summer as independence? 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 When you appeared from the shadows at the moon o'clock, I was a hater in the depths of an emotional hibernation. You sat me down, we had some drinks, and you told me all kinds of insanity. I asked your friend if you were available. She answered,
together as they are on the new album Skeletal Lamping, that is, of Montreal, with I love your titles. They never have anything to do with the lyrics. How do you title?
A lot of times I kind of do like wordplay games, you know, and just kind of string words together that I think sound interesting.
An Eluardian instance touched something's hollow, and for our elegant cast, three things that go together from Montreal's latest album. Talk a little bit about how this album was released, because when it happened, it was just such I hate the word, but it was like a no-brainer. It was just like, oh my God, you don't have to put out music in the form of a CD. And in fact, you what were some of the ways that this came out?
It was Chinese Lantern and wall decals and tote bags and buttons and stickers and T-shirts.
And you'd get a download code with those.
Yeah.
What a great way to think about it. You just realized how useless these compact discs are?
Yeah, I mean, I think we really are just sort of looking at them and thinking, you know, they just, as an object, they're pretty much meaningless, you know? Like, you don't really get much fulfillment out of looking at just the plastic rectangle or whatever. So we try to think of ways to produce objects that have value beyond, you know, what their purpose is. So something that just, like, its main purpose is just to protect the CD. You know, you can be more creative with it. You don't have to just put it in that plastic, you know, rectangle and be done with it, you know? Like, so we wanted to create something that would inspire people, or just, you know, at the very least, just make people think, oh, that's interesting.
All right, we have time for one more. What would you like to finish up with?
We'd like to do a song called Minga Sings. We've never really done it stripped down like this, so it should be pretty interesting.
Thank you.
Sings, another one from Skeletal Lamping, the latest of Montreal album, an acoustic version today. Yeah, you don't do acoustic things too often, or
we've done a number of them, but certain things translate better acoustically than others, and this one is definitely something that we had never even attempted before. So a lot of stuff is kind of more drum machine heavy, but it's cool. I mean, it's cool that you can at least. For us, it's kind of fun. It's a fun challenge to try to do it in a different way.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, Treat of Montreal, our guest. Thanks to Kevin Barnes for spending some time with us today here on the World Cafe.